of the hole that makes it puncture and inject more efficiently is actually been adopted after a snake fang, a fang of a snake, because that's how they inject their poison into their victim. So it has to be effective at the delivery, right? So, and of course, that is not any proof of anything negative with vaccines in itself, but just on the symbolic level. And if you're talking about the ritual of the suffocation, the covering of the identity, the fact that even children suffer psychologically in their development from not being able to see facial expressions and interact, you know, you're killing their empathy by doing that at a very impressionable age. And then the fact now that they're trying to get 0 to 5 year olds approved for these death jabs, and to get mothers to voluntarily bring their child for the greater good in this sort of ritual sacrifice to the medical cult to say, hey, we trust you, you take care of my child. And one thing that's really interesting about this goddess cult is that there's an idea that the female is the giver of life, and therefore she has the right to take life away from her own offspring if she wants, right? There are even many animals in the wild who, if that child is deformed, the female will actually consume that infant to make sure that it doesn't proliferate. So they look at this in a twisted way as, we've already conquered the planet. We gave you law. We gave you civilization. We gave you everything. We gave you all your Hollywood. We gave you all your Pepsi Cokes and McDonald's and all your sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And therefore, we can take it away from you if we want. And if there's too many of you, or you're rebelling against our view of the natural order, then we have a right to call back the souls that we don't want on the grand chessboard. And so, but they have to do it in a way where it becomes a part, the sacrificial animal has to be willing. The virgin must be willing to go into the flames. And that's how they see it. So the parents, even though it's through a hex, even though it's through deception, which is in itself a violation, they don't see it like that. They say, oh, well, you brought them in. You trusted us. You did. That was an act that you did. But in the end, you're going to do it whether you like it or not, because we told you to do it, because we own you and we own the world that you're claiming you're to be free in. That I'm not saying that's truth. This is how they think. That's their belief. And it goes back to the way these ancient cults operated.
David, will you